This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama casino developer Milton McGregor won a legal victory earlier this month, which appears to put to rest a five-year court battle over his Macon County casino Victory Land. A judge said the state had no grounds to seize thousands of electronic bingo machines from Victory Land, so McGregor is working to reopen the facility. We talk about it in this morning's Magic City Marketplace. Joining me is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal, Cindy Fisher Crawford. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Andrew.
Well, what has McGregor been doing to get Victory Land ready to reopen?
Well, actually, the day after the circuit court made that ruling, McGregor said that he was interviewing job candidates like at 8:30 that morning, and he was starting plans to renovate Victory Land to get it back to its former glory, and also plans to get new electronic bingo machines. And in the process, he's gotten about 3,500 job applications, and it was actually the largest employer and taxpayer there in Macon County. He hasn't announced a reopening date yet, but I could tell from his excitement in our phone interview that he cannot wait to get this place back up and running again.
Closer to home, McGregor also owns the Birmingham Racecourse. What does he want to do there?
Yeah, so he wants to make that into a casino with slot machines and gambling tables, and says it's so that we can keep the money in Alabama that locals are actually spending over the border in Mississippi. But right now, Alabama doesn't allow casino gambling, so he needs legislative help to get that done.
We'll talk some more about the politics that come with these ideas of McGregor's.
Right. So there's a bill that was introduced in the spring 2015 session that would give voters the opportunity to vote on allowing a lottery or gambling in Alabama in four counties, and that includes Jefferson County. But it got overshadowed a lot by the budget shortfall issues that led to, you know, two special sessions. So, you know, now McGregor needs this bill to come back up again next spring. But the sponsor of the bill, Del Marsh, has not said if he's going to reintroduce it. If he does, it will probably be one of the most talked about bills in the session, mostly because a lottery could pay for education and casinos could help with the general fund shortfall.
Well, Birmingham doesn't have the big-time business of New York or San Francisco or the sheer size of Atlanta or Houston, but it does compare favorably against almost every other metro area in the country on one factor. That's buying power. Cindy, lay this out for us.
Yeah, we've always said that the cost of living in Birmingham is lower than its competitors, but I know when I pitch that to out-of-town candidates, I don't really have a study in particular to point to improve it. Well, our parent company actually gathered data from all of our 40 markets and has come out with a really comprehensive breakdown of where each metro ranks for the cost of things like housing and property taxes, sales taxes, and even all the way down to items like diamond rings and purebred Labradors. Now, in the end, we came out really good, most specifically in the salary category, where we ranked eighth for our cost of living.
Well, what's that mean for Birmingham as it competes with other cities around the country?
Right. So when you look at our study, it shows that a salary of $100,000 a year here in Birmingham is actually equivalent to $135,000 in San Francisco. You know, we're actually lower than most of our surrounding metros, too, like Nashville. And it really shows how far our money goes in Birmingham.
Well, finally, college students who are looking for reliable work in the future may want to consider accounting. Tell us about the rising demand for accountants.
Yeah, for those kids who say that they don't like math, but they want to get out of college and go right into a good job that makes good money, you know, they may want to actually suck it up and do the math courses and enroll in accounting, because there is so much demand. There's a bunch of factors for this demand. Some are because the baby boomers are retiring. There's also openings that weren't filled for a long time in the recession that are now open. And then there's a big increase in regulations for corporations that need accountants to oversee that. So that's left a lot of accounting jobs just ripe for the picking.
How are Birmingham area schools responding to that?
Well, a lot of the schools have been beefing up their accounting programs, or like Birmingham Southern, they've brought the degree back because of this demand. Montevallo is hoping to help their accounting majors get jobs by encouraging internships with firms that would most likely hire them after they graduate. But one concern for colleges is the lack of doctorate level accountants to teach these accounting classes. So that's another in-demand opportunity for accountants. You know, go get a PhD and you can teach it. There's just a great need at the universities across the country.
Cindy Fisher Crawford is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal. Cindy, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.